Hi, can I speak to Mark, please?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Jubal?
Yeah.
From what?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm calling you because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Really?
Yeah. You recently went out with somebody and aren't calling them back, and they asked us to get you on the phone.
Okay.
Wow. Any idea who I might be talking about?
Oh, man. Might her name be Liz?
It might.
Oh, man.
Liv emailed us and said that you guys had a really good time, and she's confused why you won't text or call her back.
Oh, man, that is terrifying.
Whoa.
She doesn't understand why.
Did you say it's terrifying if she doesn't understand why?
Yeah, like that she doesn't understand why it's weird.
What?
Okay. Can you do us the favor and tell us why? She wants to know, and now I really want to know.
Well, I mean, you know, we go to dinner. We go to a fondue place, which is cool. Cheese is fun, you know. And she's pretty hot. You know what I mean? Like, she's hot.
We actually talked to her, and she did mention that she was looking very hot that night and that she's hot, and it's weird that you're not calling her back because she's hot.
Yeah, it just kept going through my head, like, how is this woman single? Like, this is the kind of person you see with, like, a basketball player, like a professional basketball player.
Oh, she's like really hot.
She's super hot. She's sort of, like, dumb hot, you know?
Is that why you're not calling her back, because you think that she's dumb?
No, you know what I mean? Like, not literally stupid hot.
Oh, you mean like...
You feel stupid when you look at them.
Okay. Well, if she's so hot, then why are you blowing her off?
I mean, I know, like, this is the thing people say, like, crazy eyes, but, like, she definitely had crazy eyes.
Okay. Then why would you go back to her house?
I mean, you know, my thing is, like, they're just sort of quirky and weird. It's like, all right, we can have sex once, but I'm definitely not going to, like, call you again.
Well, once you got back to her house, what made you finally decide to leave? Because she told us that you guys were making out, and you kind of shut it down early and went home.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that, like, the making out was fine. It was good. It was, like, a lot of energy. And then she goes, she, like, stops, and she looks at me, like, those eyes, and she goes, oh, my God, I'm late. And at first I'm thinking, like, she's late for a period.
Yeah.
What? That's the first thing that you think of?
Whenever a girl says I'm late, that's the first thing that pops into my mind. Like, there's no way I could have got you pregnant. I just want you to let you know. We've just been making out.
Yeah. I didn't even care. I was just, like, going through, like, the boring, normal things it could have been. And then she, like, runs upstairs. She has a 3-story townhouse. And she opens the balcony. And she has this, like... it's like a bag of breadcrumbs, and she's just, like, sprinkling them around, and I'm like, what is going on? She's not saying a word, okay? And then, all of a sudden, these crows just start swooping in, like they were just waiting. Like they were waiting for her. Like, and I was just like, oh my God, this woman feeds crows.
So she was feeding the crows?
Yeah. And she's like, I have to feed them. I have to feed them. I love them. I love my crows. They come and I feed them. And I
Whoa.
Care.
A crow lady?
That's weird.
And she was talking to them, and she didn't even do, like, a weird baby voice to make it feel animated. She, like, used her normal voice to talk to them.
So
I was just like, I gotta make, this is weird.
So after she fed her pet crows, did you continue to make out with her?
I mean, she tried, you know, like, you know, she went in for it, and I was like, okay, maybe I can do this a little longer. But, like, this thought just keeps going through my head. It's like, she feeds crows.
She's got pet crows.
I just don't want to, I can't stand by that behavior. You know what I mean?
I can't stand by it.
Like, I don't want to be a party. Like, hey, this is my girlfriend Liz. She feeds crows. Like,
yeah. All right, well, how would you handle it if I told you that she's on the phone listening right now?
Are you serious? What?
Yep. She's been listening to this entire conversation. Say hi, Liv.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
What the hell is going on?
You know, you didn't call me back, and so I really wanted to find out what was up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were listening, you just heard.
Yeah, you could have told me instead of just ignore me.
what am I supposed to say? You know, I think it's really unhealthy and strange that you feed natural scavengers that are terrifying and don't need your help.
I just really don't understand why crows bother you so much.
The crows themselves do not bother me. Me thinking about myself dating a woman who feeds crows in the middle of the night bothers me.
Crows come to me. I don't go to the crows. The crows come to me.
That's great. Then I'm sure you're going to have an easy time attracting a mate who loves feeding crows. Don't you want to feed crows with some dude who, like, his name is Raven, and he just gets it, he gets you?
You could really learn something from the crows because they're loyal creatures. They mate for life. They're beautiful. You have a lot to learn.
We are not going to mate for life. We would argue for life.
You know what, Mark? You're so judgmental, and you have to live with that.
I do. I am judgmental, and I do live with it because it helps me prevent myself from dating crow ladies.
Mark, don't you think, though, I mean, for once, like, you have a hot girl that is interesting.
For once? What are you, stalking me on Facebook?
I'm just saying, like, you were going off about how beautiful she was and that it's amazing to meet a beautiful woman who's not dumb. Like, she's got some other stuff going on.
That is the most depressing description of dating someone. Oh, yeah, she's beautiful, like, but, you know, she's nuts. But, like, she's got a few things going on.
Well, Mark, I'm not even going to try anymore because I don't want to date you anymore. And
thank
I just want to let you know that crows, they remember faces. You just remember that. They remember human faces.
Are you threatening Mark with crows now, Liv?
No, I'm not threatening him. I'm just letting him know that the crows are going to remember.
Okay.
Oh, God,
yeah. You know what, Liv? If I see a crow in my neighborhood because of whatever black magic you're just trying to do on me right now, I'm going to get really pissed off. Okay?
Every crow that Mark sees from now on is going to think that you're sicking on him, Liv.
Yeah, you're making this worse for crows, Liv.
Well, at this point, I probably have to ask the question anyway. Mark, would you like to go out with Liv again? I will pay for a second date for you guys.
Oh, my God. Have you not been listening to the last 5 minutes of our conversation?
You know what? No, I don't want to go out with you anymore. And I wasn't kidding about the crows. They really are going to remember you. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for your time. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Liv?
Yeah.
We're cool, right? Me and you?
Yeah, we're cool.
All right. I just don't want to piss you and the crows off. Is all.